Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, whom we give great thanks to this night. He has healed us of our leprosies, hasn't he? Our sin, our unbelief, and given us new life. Let's pray as we consider God's word. Lord, open our ears, open our hearts, open our minds, ever to receive your word, that we may be led to great faith, to overflowing joy and thanksgiving. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, dear friends, tonight for a Thanksgiving meditation, I want us to focus our attention on one letter of the alphabet. And one letter of the alphabet will be the focus of the sermon. You have a 1 in 26 chance of getting that letter. And you probably know it doesn't start with a Q or an X. It could start with a Z for sleeping, huh? But it's not Z. It is the letter O. And my suggestion tonight, my encouragement is God's children, we who know our God, the Blessed Trinity, who know his great, great love and blessings, that we the baptized, we who believe, that we put the O back into Thanksgiving. Because I sometimes think the O is missing. What do I mean? Well, I mean like, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. The Bible doesn't say give thanks. It says, oh, give thanks. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. Not just praise the Lord, my soul, but praise the Lord, oh, my soul. And I did a little study of that letter O, that exclamation O. And I began to look at the Psalms, and I stopped after a few Psalms because it's there so often. The little exclamation, oh. Oh, Lord, oh, give thanks. Praise you, oh, Lord, give thanks to God. Oh, all over the place. Probably 300, 400 times you have that little letter O given by the Holy Spirit by inspiration of the Word of God. And it's elsewhere also. And I think sometimes we're missing that O. And Thanksgiving had been replaced with the exclamation, ah. Ah, 2 days off work. Ah, 4 day weekend. Ah, I can rest and relax, unless, of course, I'm making the dinner tomorrow and have to clean up. Ah, friends and family. Unless you don't like your family a whole lot, then it might be, ugh, huh? But, ah, rest. Rather than, oh, give thanks, it's, ah, give me a break from work. And there's nothing wrong with a break from work. We all need that. That's all Thanksgiving is just a break from work and family and friends and eating and, give me a break. Then it's a very selfish holiday. It's all about me and myself and very selfish. And I think Thanksgiving sometimes replaced with, ugh. A lot of us will go, ugh, tomorrow. Ugh, I'm so stuffed. Ugh, I can't eat another bite. Oh, it was so good. Oh, give me the sofa, I'm so full. And give me the remote control so I can watch what I went on TV. Oh. Rather than, oh, give thanks, it's, oh, give me the sofa and a nap. And there's nothing wrong with a wonderful meal either. That's thanking God for the good gifts of food and eat and drink and be merry. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But if that's all it is just a gluttonous, selfish holiday again, then it's all about me and not about God at all. And so my encouragement as God's people is that we put the O back into Thanksgiving. If you're not real thankful tonight, we're like the grumbling Israelites. We didn't read about that in Deuteronomy. We know what happened before Deuteronomy. They grumbled, they complained, and God humbled them. And if you're not thankful, you just are complaining and griping about life. Maybe consider also the letter O makes a zero. And consider what zero blessings we have without God and what zero life we have without God. Sometimes to be thankful for something, it has to be taken away from us for a while. Because we have everything all the while, we take it for granted, we're not thankful, we just grumble that we don't have more, or what we have is not good enough anymore. When it's plenty good and more than what we ever deserve. When you have something taken away, though, you begin to appreciate it and thank God that you had it and that you want it back. And so maybe a good exercise, just think about what life is like without God. Well, without God the Father, there's no life. That's pretty easy. We're not even a zero, we're a nothing. There's no life. Without God the Father, there's no food, and there's no water, and there's no shelter, and there's no America, and there's no world, and no universe, no anything without God the Father. And we take all this quite for granted here in America, the abundant blessings that we have. God could make it 150 degrees out like a hot, hot desert every day. He could make it like Buffalo every day, right? 9 foot of snow every day, just about. But what a wonderful day he gave us today, and yet sometimes we complain. You know, I complained just today about Good Friday. It's not even Good Friday yet, but I complained, not Good Friday, but Black Friday, I'm sorry. But I complained about Black Friday today, and it's only Wednesday. I'm not going out on Black Friday. I told them, I'm not going out on Black Friday. I tell you, I'm not going to go out. There's so much shopping and so many people and cars. I'm not going anywhere on Black Friday. It's not even Black Friday yet. And I won't go out on Black Friday. But maybe we take a step back and thank God that we can even have a Black Friday, that we have such abundance in our land and so much money we can spend to have a Black Friday and all the stuff we can buy if we really want it. Abundant land we live in. Without God the Father, we're a zero. And so we're led to shout, oh, give thanks to the Father. And then consider God the Son. Without the work of God the Son, there's no Christmas and there's no Black Friday then. And there's no Good Friday and there's no Easter and there's no Ascension and there's no Second Coming and there's no forgiveness and there's no forgiveness and there's no forgiveness and there's no peace with God. There's only condemnation and fear, and there's no sacrament tonight, and there's no baptism, and there's no First Lutheran Church. This would probably be an Arby's or a Chick-fil-A, a fast food place would be here right now. None of this without the work of God the Son. So we are led to shout, oh, give thanks to God the Son. And without the Holy Spirit, no faith, no fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, none of that. Just hatred and evil and anger and jealousy and all the fruits of the flesh, which are evil and rotten. It's all we have. Be no hope and no joy and no faith, no longing for heaven. None of that without the Holy Spirit. And no word and sacrament again. No church again either, for that matter. And no Christian friends. No support, no love of each other here as a Christian family. None of that either. We are a big, fat zero in every way without Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we're led to shout, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. To finish up, that little letter O would teach us, I think, three simple things about our Thanksgiving. First of all, the little exclamation O would teach us Thanksgiving should be spontaneous. Oh, give thanks. It just flows from a heart of contentment. It flows from a heart of joy and faith. You don't have to. Thanksgiving should not be pre-planned. I'm going to be thankful at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I mean, what kind of Thanksgiving is that where you plan it out, you premeditate Thanksgiving? That's not Thanksgiving. Where you plan it, it's manipulated, coerced. It should just flow from the heart. Oh, give thanks, David says, and the church joins in. Say it with me. Oh, give thanks. I hope you didn't plan that. Comes from the heart. It's joy and contentment like Paul has, no matter his circumstances. And then Thanksgiving, secondly, should be sincere. It's hard to say, oh, give thanks and not mean it. I guess you can fake it. But there's sincerity in the oh, isn't it? There's a genuineness to it. Oh, give thanks to you, God. It comes from my heart. I'm sincere. I'm not faking it. I have to thank you because you're so good to me and so wonderful. Sincere. Now, I remember growing up, I've told you, I went to my grandparents, as a lot of kids do for Thanksgiving, had a wonderful Thanksgiving meal, and then all the cousins, myself included, wanted to run outside and play football or something, but what did Mom say? Go tell Grandma something. Before you go out and play, go tell Grandma something. She'd grab me by my shirt or by my ear and whatever, and what am I supposed to say to Grandma? Thanks, Grandma. Give her a quick hug and kiss. Thanks, Grandma, and run outside and play. Was that really too sincere? Was it forced by Mom because she'd take away our football if we didn't say thanks to Grandma? And yet I think of my grandma in that situation, my dear grandma now in heaven. Did she say, well, because you weren't sincere in your Thanksgiving, you're not going to have pumpkin pie, Paul? And you're going to have to sleep out in the doghouse tonight because you weren't sincere in your Thanksgiving. She was my grandma. She loved me, forgave me. I'm just a little child, and go on and play. It's okay if you really didn't mean it. I enjoy giving it to you. And that's God. Our Thanksgiving's often forced. It's not sincere. It's weak. Yet God forgives. Because He just loves to give. And God forgives. 9 lepers did not come back. Did Jesus strike them with leprosy again? You 9 aren't thankful. Have your leprosy again, you bum. They were new people. Had new life, even though they didn't say thanks. And often we're not thankful, yet we are new people. Forgiven even of our unthankfulness. And forgiven again. Because we're God's children and He loves us. Thanksgiving should be spontaneous. It ought to be sincere always. And the O would teach us that Thanksgiving ought to be shouted. You don't whisper, oh, give thanks to the Lord. The O is to be shouted by its very nature. You shout it. You yell it because God deserves all our effort, all our praise, not some weak little effort, but all that we have within us, Psalm 103. I'm going to praise Him with all my inmost being, given by the Spirit, my faith, my heart, my voice, my life, all that I have, because He's given me all that He has at the cross. He gave me His life and died for me. Give me this life. Give me everything. And so I'm going to shout and sing and praise Him. It's to be shouted. Please rise and let's put the O back into Thanksgiving. And if you would proclaim with me the O, give thanks, you know it. Say it with me or shout it with me, whatever you desire. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. Put the O back into Thanksgiving. Amen.